It appears that Czech politicians have discovered the power of the internet. But while elsewhere the medium has revolutionized campaigning thanks to its interactivity, in the Czech Republic it has acquired the form of gauche New Year's greetings from politicians, boring websites, and fraudulent web pages ridiculing the politician or party in question. Three political parties have distanced themselves from websites bearing their name. Political analyst Jiří Pehe says that while the internet affords tremendous possibilities, Czech politicians simply don't know how to use it.
I think that they do not realize that especially Facebook is a very interactive environment, and you cannot think that by putting your picture and name somewhere and having an assistant to handle the communication with people who write to you, who want to talk to you, and so on, will do the job. I think that especially young people know very well when they are actually interacting with the politician, with the leader. They want authentic discussion, and the way that political leaders in the Czech Republic in particular deliver their messages is very artificial, very stale, very old-fashioned.
And what do you think of the fraudulent websites? Are they going to work, do you think? Because negative campaigns have become typical for the Czech Republic. Are they going to work with young people? Because clearly the target here is young people.
Well, I'm afraid that just like our politicians do not know how to use various websites and Facebook and so on, those people who want to discredit politicians by creating fraudulent websites are really not convincing anyone either, because sooner or later it will become clear that this or this particular website is actually not genuine. It is not the work, the product of the political leader. It was put there by someone else to discredit the leader. And so I don't think it does anything in political terms. It's just a joke. Personally, I am surprised that anyone wants to spend energy and time and money to do this, because I think that the results of this are negligible.
To what extent do you think that campaigning on the web, on the internet, will affect the outcome of the spring general elections?
In my opinion, it may have some effect, but once again, I think that the politician who is using the web, the internet, has to be in sync with this medium. What I have in mind is that young people very well understand and somehow feel who is actually well suited for this kind of communication. So when, for example, Barack Obama was heavily using the internet during his presidential campaign, I think young people and a lot of Americans felt that he somehow belongs there, that he is really an outgrowth of this generation. He's comfortable there, he's interactive, and so on. And we may have some politicians of this sort in the Czech Republic as well. I would think that, for example, the Green Party would find the internet to be a very good medium, because this is exactly the kind of medium where their audience follows. But when we speak about people such as Jiří Paroubek, the leader of the Social Democratic Party, or Mirek Topolánek, the leader of the Civic Democratic Party, as I said, I personally think that they are so much out of sync with what's going on the internet and with the kind of communication that may be effective there, that it is really almost counterproductive for them to try to use it.
Jiří Pehe was talking to Daniela Lazarová.